I think I've said this before, but I just want to bring it back to your minds that Matthew is writing to a group of Christians that were converts from Judaism, which means that he was writing to a group of people that knew the Scriptures. They knew the Old Testament. And so throughout the book of Matthew, you have a lot of references that would have been obvious to the people to whom he was writing that may not be so obvious to you and I. In the gospel this morning, it starts out with a couple things that seem very insignificant to us. It says, Jesus went up the mountain. Who went up the mountain in the Old Testament? Wasn't it not Moses? He went up the mountain. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And then God gave him the commandments. Jesus has already fasted in the desert 40 days and 40 nights. And now he goes up the mountain. He goes up the mountain to proclaim the new law of the kingdom of God. But there's one great difference between him and Moses. Moses receives the law from God. For Jesus, it comes out of his very heart because he is God. He speaks with the authority of God. He receives it from no one. The other insignificant thing there, or at least insignificant to us, it says he sat down. Well, that was the position of a teacher in ancient Israel. The teacher would sit. And the students would gather around his feet. They would gather to listen to him, to learn from him. They would gather to be taught. And so Matthew is presenting Jesus to us as the teacher. The teacher who has come from God. Then he goes on to what we have come to know as the Beatitudes. Speaking to us about those who are blessed. Recently, I don't remember exactly when, I spoke some about blessed are the poor in spirit. So today I'd like to kind of pass over that one for a while. And I'd like to focus on three of the other Beatitudes. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure of heart. What does it mean, blessed are the meek? Sometimes I think we tend to think of meekness as someone who is a pushover. But that's not at all what Jesus is saying here. The meek are the ones who can suffer criticism, can suffer rejection, can even suffer persecution, and continue to do what they know that God is calling them to do. There would be examples of that in the Scriptures. Moses, for instance. There's one point when Moses is criticized heavily by his brother. and by his brother's wife. But Moses, Moses doesn't become resentful. He doesn't become vengeful. He continues to do what he knows that God has called him to do. Another great example of that from the scriptures, if you're familiar with the story of the young David before he was made king. King Saul had this sense that David was going to be the king, and he was jealous. He was resentful. And he's out to kill this young David. David twice has the opportunity to kill the king, but he would not do it. In spite of all the king had tried to do to him, he remained respectful. He remained loyal. He was a man of meekness. And of course, the great example is Jesus himself. All the attacks he received, he continued on the course God had set out for him. He continued to love even those who persecuted him. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness is deep strength. Meekness is that person who knows who they are before God and knows what God has called them to do and is not going to give in to vengeance and hatefulness, resentments. Merciful. Blessed are the merciful. Merciful are those people who know their own weakness, who know how much they have been treated with mercy by their God. And because of that, they are willing to be merciful to others. My sense of it is that we don't live in a merciful society. We live in a society that is quick to sue, quick to judge, quick to criticize, quick to find fault. And yet at the same time, we want mercy. We want mercy in our own human errors and human weaknesses. We are merciful when we can accept the weakness, the humanity of others, without condemning, without judging. Blessed are the pure of heart. That beatitude is not referring primarily to sexual purity. It is referring to something else. It is referring to the person who is focused on achieving eternal life in the kingdom of God. The person who wants to do God's will above all other things. The person who will not let all the distractions, all the temptations that come their way to divert them from that one thing, doing God's will, achieving the end for which they were created, eternal life in the kingdom of God. If we are to be meek and merciful, if we are to have pure hearts, then we must also be poor in spirit. Poor in spirit refers not to our finances. It refers to something interior. It refers to that fact that I know that everything I am and everything I have is gift to me from God, and that I have no right to boast about it, as Paul talks about in that second reading. It is the humility spoken of in the first reading. To be poor in spirit is to know that my salvation comes to me out of the love and the mercy of God. Because I know that, because I trust that, I can be meek and merciful. Because I know that, I can focus my life on doing God's will and arriving one day at the kingdom of heaven. But it is that deep humility that allows me to know and to understand that God is the source of all things. To be poor in spirit is not to deny my giftedness. It is instead to know that every gift, whether it is my material gifts, whether it is my spiritual gifts, whether it is the talents that God has given me, the education that I have received, all of those things are gift to me from God. I have no right to boast about them. I only must be grateful. And there's one other aspect of that. It is to know that whatever God has given to me is not just for me. That every gift that comes to me from God is meant to be used for the good of others. It is not just about me, but it's about what God has called me to do with the blessings He has bestowed upon me. We are poor in spirit when we know that God has gifted us, that God is the source of all that we are and all that we have. When we are ready to take those gifts and use them and make them blessings for our brothers and sisters.